case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everybody, my little munchkins.
Hello. Did you do a podcast yesterday?
No. I cut up bits and pieces, but it was just like you when you were on your own. It's just me talking.
Yeah, it's not fun. No. So a bit of higgledy-piggledy with the podcast this week, but we are back. We are going and...
I feel like I did have an idea yesterday of something to do for the podcast.
Yeah.
I did a group email around asking,
I did see this.
Asking if anyone had 50 Shades of Grey. I thought maybe I could just read an excerpt, a chapter, a couple of chapters out of 50 Shades of Grey just to have something there for the podcast. But I didn't end up doing that because there was a few words that I don't even think I could say on the podcast.
It's one of those things. And the annoying thing, because I had read all the 50s. And
All the 50s.
Yeah. All this like grey, darker, freed. I think it's those three.
Grey, darker, yeah.
But in the movie world of it, they split the last movies, I think, maybe?
Like they always do, yeah. They always
something
do.
Like that. Yeah. I can't remember. Mm. But either way, and as a book, it's actually not written very well. And yeah. I know that I'm not like an avid reader or anything, but some of just like the structure and like the words you, like it's just... weird.
Yeah.
And just for a story in general, it's just a bit weird.
Do you think that could be, have you read any other erotic fiction? Could that just be the genre?
I haven't read it, but I have listened. I'm going to give promo to another podcast. Mm. Language warning quickly. It is not like full on language, but it's called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good podcast.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, after you listen to ours, of course, go and listen to that one. It's basically about a guy whose dad wrote an erotic fiction novel and he reads it out to his friends, and it is just bizarre. But it's like the same as kind of 50 Shades of Grey, that it is just... So maybe it is just that genre of book, but I don't know. I'm not really going out of my way to read that. I feel like it's a lot of... effort, and if you're doing it for a certain reason, which I wasn't or anything, but I feel like some people would.
Do you think
it's a lot of effort to read through a book to get that?
Buying an erotic fiction book at a store, do you think people...
don't do it anymore.
They just buy them online. Yeah, okay.
But the thing is, though, I do remember when 50 Shades came out, people were like reading it on public transport. Like, I know what you are reading.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I looked at it the same as whipping out your phone and putting up a certain website.
Yeah.
That had...
Well, that's the thing. It'd be like...
had erotic
content. It'd be like
content.
Buying a Playboy magazine in the 70s,
exactly.
You know?
And I wasn't around back then, but I highly doubt people read them on public transport in front of people.
I don't know. Who knows?
Like, maybe it's because you can't see. Like, there's no pictures or anything. But at the same time, I found it really weird. Like, just people walking around the street or waiting at the bus stop reading 50 Shades of Grey. Because I'm like... we all know what you are reading.
Even though there are no pictures in the book, the words, I did read a little bit of it, the words are very vivid and they paint a strong picture.
Yeah, a lot of adjectives.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing I do remember, though.
Throbbing and all that sort of stuff.
One thing I do remember from, because I read the book before the movies came out, I remember in my mind, and this would happen with most movies that get from book adaptations, that in my mind I had what Christian Grey looked like, and he does not look like Jamie Dornan.
Oh, really? What did you have?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Do they describe him in the book, what he looks like?
A little bit, yeah. So I kind of...
Maybe they leave it up. Maybe they don't describe him a lot so that the reader makes up their own interpretation of it.
Yeah, which happens with like... But then they did the movie and I was like, yeah, like I don't... I think it was like a Zac Efron, Channing Tatum, Chris Hemsworth.
Amalgamation.
Like crossover. That was my Christian Grey, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Fair. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Muscly.
Yeah. It's not even that though. Like just like the facial structure and...
Australian?
G'day, I'm Crystal.
Imagine if there was the Aussie version.
Yeah. Welcome to my room.
Welcome to the shearing shed. I've got a nice bed of merino wool for you to lie on.
Yeah, don't mind the gum boots.
Oh, it tickles.
Sorry, me corks on me. How to get in the road.
Should we do this as like a full-on separate podcast away from work? I feel like we'd get in trouble, though, because we are contracted work.
Yeah.
If we write one just by talking it out.
Yeah, an erotic fiction.
Like
yeah.
You and I would need three people. So we'd need like a narrator kind of person.
Yeah.
To be like, setting the scenes and stuff and being like, the couple walked into the local IGA. And then you would do like the voice of your character, and then I would do the voice of my character, and then we'd do that. Because that's how books are written. It's like a narration and then the inserts of the quotes from the people. Yeah, yeah. So we could do that in a live kind of aspect in a podcast. I feel like it doesn't have to be an erotic. I just feel like that'd be a fun kind of thing.
Yeah, we could do that. It'd take a while, I reckon, but we could do that.
I don't know. I mean, we've got so much time on our hands.
Yeah, I've got nothing to do.
Yeah, you don't have a child that's been born or anything.
No, not at all.
I don't have three jobs. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Well, I hope you enjoy the podcast, or I hope you enjoy the podcast. We'll be back on Monday. Anything else you want to add before we head off?
I'm going to Melbourne this weekend.
You're going to the basketball.
Playing basketball. Watching basketball.
Yeah, I hope it's good. It's a good game. It's a very, like, they're good players. It's a very edgy seat type stuff.
Well, so we're going to the Adelaide versus, like, the South Melbourne team.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred to go to Melbourne United via the Illawarra Hawks, but that's on the Sunday, and I just, like, thought timing-wise.
Oh, like in the afternoon, at night. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going Saturday night. And I haven't been into Melbourne for ages. So
you driving?
No, we're going to catch the train in.
Yeah, good.
We haven't
good
done
idea.
That before. How do I do that? Like, I understand.
Do you have a my key?
I need to go and get one. Where can I buy one from?
Train station will probably
can I get one? Okay.
Because
I need to do that and then go, obviously, get on the train and it takes us into Spencer Street or Southern Cross.
Or, you're going tomorrow, so you probably can't order it online. Probably won't get
here.
Nah, train station should have them.
I think
them.
They should have them. So we'll go to that. And then, anyways, no one really cares. So I'll see you on Monday.
All right.
I'll tell you about it then.
Yeah, see you on Monday. Bye.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. Happy Friday. Welcome back, Maddie.
Thank you. Thank you. How good are migraines, everyone?
Yeah.
Lots of fun yesterday. They're especially fun at 3:30 in the morning when you're trying to wake up for work.
Oh, do you wake up at 3:30?
Well, that's when the first alarm goes off.
Oh,
and
I had
an absolutely terrible sleep because I had this migraine. And then finally, I think I fell asleep for like an hour and then woke back up and it was like 3:30. And I was like, oh, well, I may as well get up. So I got up and had a bit of a upset tummy.
Yeah.
Because that's what migraines do to me. So then I had to make the call. I try, this is probably annoying for you, but I need to do it for me as well, is I call it really late of when I'm going to be sick.
Oh, that's fine.
For work, because I like push it to the absolute limit of being like, get up, go to work, have a shower, stop being weak. And then I finally get to the point of like, I probably can't even drive.
Yeah, I thought something was a little off when I got here at about 5:05 and your car wasn't here. And I went, Maddie's not here.
Yeah, it's always a telltale sign. You know something's wrong if I'm late to work.
yeah, because usually I'm, for some reason or not, I'm a couple of minutes past 5:03, 5:05, and you're usually, or most of the time, here before me. So when you're not here before me, I go, she's either, had a struggled waking up this morning.
You said had a stroke. No, I was like, that's a bit intense.
No. Struggled waking up, or she's not feeling well. And obviously you're not feeling well, but you're back today.
I'm back today. Thank God for modern medicine. I am tempted, though. Maybe I'll do it for Hot or Not later. There's a thing about a daith piercing, I think it's called, in your ear that's meant to help with migraines. So I'm wondering people's opinions on that. But this morning, as I was driving to work, I discovered that I made a bit of a mistake yesterday that is not a fun one. And I remember thinking about I needed to do this thing, and then I was like, oh, I feel like my boyfriend might have done it, but turns out he didn't. And that was bring the bin in yesterday. So yesterday was bin day, as it is for a lot of people around Ballarat.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously the bin goes out Wednesday night. We make sure that it's out because obviously you don't – it sucks when you miss bin day because your bin just gets full and smelly and gross, and it is – One of my biggest pet peeves or like scared things is if we miss bin day. So
and the red bins here, I don't know what they're like in SA or in Canberra, but the red bins here are much smaller than
They've gotten smaller over time.
I don't know why. Why?
It's to encourage more recycling.
I know, but what if you have a lot of stuff that can't be recycled?
It's one of those things. But this morning as I was driving out, I realised we forgot to bring the bin in yesterday, which usually isn't an issue. except for the fact that the bin lid was open and it rained a ton yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
It was heavy rain yesterday as well. And so I've looked at it and I had to get out of the car and move it because I was about to run into it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Okay.
Sloshing around in there.
So I was like, I saw a lot of rain around and I was like, maybe it missed the bin magically.
Maybe the rain missed the bin.
So I closed the lid on it and as I was walking it up the driveway, just...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ugh. And I'm like, do I tip it out now? Do I not? Do I leave the bin open to try and dry out? And I was like, well, what if it rains again today? So I just have a bin full of water sitting next to my house at the moment. So when I go home, I'm going to have to tip it out because I didn't want to tip it out at five, like 4:30
in the morning. Oh, is this morning?
This morning.
Oh, okay.
Like, right, I was going to say, why not just put...
Yeah, that's disgusting. And bin water is like the worst water.
Yep. And we only just got a brand new bin as well.
Oh, really?
When we moved into our place on the condition report. This way, check your condition reports properly, people. It said bin in perfect condition. I looked at it, there was a huge, like what was it called? Like a slice down the middle, like a huge crack. And I was like, yeah, that's not perfect condition. So I got a brand new one, which was great. And now it's going
to
smell.
How long did it take you to get a new bin?
1 week.
Oh, great. Okay.
They were right on top of it.
So you just tell the real estate and the real estate deal with it?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I wasn't complaining. I was happy to use the same bin. At no point was I like, oh, I must demand a new bin.
Well,
it just kinda happened.
At least the bin with the big slice down, it would
have drained it for me.
It would have drained all the water for you.
Yeah, but now my nice shiny bin is disgusting and I'm going to have to deal with that when I get home.
Is there a way, or is this against the law? I don't know what the rules are with bins. I don't know what the laws are. Could you drill a tiny little hole in the bottom so that if that happens again, it just leaks out like a little plug?
I don't think you meant to do that, but then it might also help things get into the bin, which we don't want, like bugs and... whatnot.
I feel like bugs are getting in there no matter what.
I don't know. It's a tough thing. I feel like maybe they need to reinvent the bin so that this doesn't happen to people like me who are lazy and forget to go get the bin and put the lid on top of it. But anyways.
Maybe that's something for Suggest It, the new thing in Ballarat.
Yeah.
Rethink bins.
Yeah, drains. When you go down to Melbourne, whenever that is, do you usually stop in at the Vic Markets?
Whenever we go there for like a day, hanging out, go to St Kilda, stuff like that, yeah, we try to go to Queen Victoria Markets. It's always great.
Yeah. So like, obviously, there's a lot of markets here around Ballarat and stuff, but they're just staple ones.
Yeah.
Always there. You know you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. And Queen Victoria is like, they're like iconic markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be changing it up a little bit, though.
Okay.
They're set to come alive after dark as part of a 5-year plan to revive what they've called the ailing icon.
The ailing icon, okay.
Yes. So operators of the market have revealed details of their plans to lure shoppers back in to where they were, well, where they are after, you know, lockdown, things like that. It was a bit struggling. And they've also been declining in trading over the past couple of years.
Mm.
So under these new plans, parts of the market would be open to the public after dark with bars and casual dining spots scattered throughout.
That would be nice.
Yeah, something a little bit different.
Yeah.
It would also welcome an increase in street vendors, more seasonal produce and specialty shopping precincts featuring Melbourne makers and startups. So this is a $250 million redevelopment plan. And it's got
$250 million just for the markets.
Well, yeah, they're putting new facilities, a new plaza on existing car park site, things like that. So it's going to be lots of fun. They're saying this is to help attract more inner city residents, workers and young people.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Just, I can picture myself on like a Saturday, Friday night, just chilling out at Queen Vic Markets, doing a little bit of shopping and then going having dinner while I'm there, not having to go somewhere else. Like there is restaurants around it within like a little bit of walking distance, but nothing like right in there all the time. So this will be kind of cool.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Queen Victoria Markets. Last time I went there was with my parents, actually, like a few years ago. I don't get in there as much as I want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully. If this upgrade is awesome, any word on how long, when it's going to start, how long it's going to take?
No, I couldn't find that. They've just said it's coming.
Oh, good.
So who knows? With the government.
We all know in the world there are a lot of weird things going on, weird fetishes, weird likes.
Mm.
A lot of them I find are in Europe.
Okay.
Like the Czech and the Russians and the, I don't know. I don't know why. That's the common thread I find. But this one was actually, someone tagged me in it. I don't know why. I don't know why.
People tag people in weird things these days.
Exactly.
You just got to embrace it.
Exactly. It's not like this person was like, oh, this is you. It's not that.
They just wanted you to see it.
They just wanted me to see it. It was actually a girl that works downstairs in the sales department. She thought, oh, this is funny. I'll tag Josh. Now, I watched this a couple of times, and I struggled to see whether this was real or not. Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of audio, and you tell me whether you think this is a genuine documentary or... you know, someone
just
taking
a bit
the piss.
Of satire.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Kebabbing is basically a food fixation. It started in the States. It's people that get their kicks from being treated like a kebab.
Yeah!
Basically, I'm a doner daddy. It's a family business. My wife, Annie, does front of house.
It's all booked in for you.
I'm in here in the shop, basically dropping salad onto greasy men.
This did come up in my feed yesterday because
you?
You got tagged in it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what did I miss at work yesterday? I was really confused. I was like, is this something Josh wants to happen? Do we need to recreate? I don't want to be your Donna daddy. Let's just put that out there.
Oh, my goodness.
But is this something that needs to happen?
I watched this a couple of times and I was like, do people actually do that? Because it's done, the video is like done so straight down the line, like so like actually like, yeah, this is what I
do. Yeah, there's like, a couple of ones that I've seen like that do the same thing. And then you start to question, be like, what?
Is this real? Yeah? Like, what are you talking about? And then it got me thinking, if you could be treated like any food, like obviously people love to be treated, you know, people may like to be treated like a kebab. I watch, there's some YouTubers that like make their friends into like sundaes and stuff, like put ice cream on them, chocolate topping, nuts and like toppings like that.
The ice cream would be cold. I don't think I'd like that.
No, neither would I.
Ice cream's too cold.
No.
Too sticky.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon if we maybe, do you reckon we could go to Zambrero and be like, can you make me a burrito?
Well, yes.
Like, not make me a burrito, make me a burrito.
Like physically me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so if you were going into the burrito.
Yeah.
So would you have to, what part of it would you, like this one I'm trying to think, do they have to heat up a blanket for you to then lie on? Like you're the meat getting put onto it? Or are you the blanket? Like are you the tortilla?
You know what would be easier is if I was a Bunnings snack because I could be the sausage.
Yeah.
And then we could just get like a ton of onion and put over me and then like find some... And then try...
Get some sauce.
And then try... Yeah, oh, sauce, yeah. And then try and find something that resembled
just
some bread.
A blanket, probably. Yeah. Like some foam, almost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I could paint it. What are you doing this weekend? Like, not that I necessarily want to do this, but I feel like I need to help you live out your fantasy.
The weird thing is we've got Friday Fun Lunch today.
Oh, God.
And I watched
Josh
this.
Josh is the fun lunch.
I watched this and I was like, I could kind of go for a kebab.
Don't say I'm trying to be good today because I bought lunch today for Friday Fun Lunch and now you're like, kebab. I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I could go for one.
Exactly.
Yesterday in my sickness of my migraine, I was trying to find things to watch on Netflix just to have like kind of in the background, you know, trying to just de-stress while I waited for my medication to kick in. And I finished watching the series that I'd been watching, which was Making the Mark on Prime, which is about the AFL from last year.
Oh, yes.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Really kind of cool to see how the teams work and all these meetings and stuff that go on. Really, really recommend that one. And then that finished and I was like, well, what do I do now? I need a new series, Greece. And I just finished another series that we had started and I was like, what do I want to watch? And then something in my brain like just sparked and I was like, there's been a lot of Royals news recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found myself Googling things about the Royals and I was like, why don't I just watch The Crown?
Yes.
And
because that's factually accurate.
Well, it's based on true facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Based
it on is very, well, it is quite accurate.
Yeah, it's just a dramatization. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's, and so I started watching it and I was like, this is amazing.
The Crown is a good show and I love the intro for it as well.
It's
the
so dramatic.
Oh, my goodness, amazing. Where are you up to?
I'm up to where she's just had the meeting with Winston Churchill about why he wants to delay her coronation. So very early. I'm very early on in the story.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting. I'm like, oh, my God, like, oh, why am I so late to the party on this? Because obviously The Crown has been around for a while. We're up to season 4 was the last one that just got aired like last year.
Yeah.
So really late to the the party.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, this happens quite a bit in my life because I have to put things off. So, for instance, with other TV shows, the one that we just finished watching was The Hotel Cecil.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Doco on Netflix, really good. Very late to the party on that one. Mm. But something that I also remembered that my boyfriend was late to the party on because I introduced him to it was Luxa.
Oh, the soup.
He'd never had Luxa before. Yeah. And we went home and he's like, what's Luxa? I was like, just you wait. And like this one was like amazing. And so he tried it. And now just constantly being like, do you reckon this is a good Luxa from this place? Mm. And they're always showing it to me. So let's open this up. 5333 1031. What were you late to the party on?
Yeah.
What was something that everyone else was doing or trying or watching and you're like, oh, no, I'm good. And then finally you did it and you're like, yeah, I probably should have done this a while ago. I'm really late to the party.
Yeah, I've got a few friends back in Coffs who are my age, 23, and still don't have their license. I don't know if 23 is late to the party for getting your license.
I think that's a bit late because you can get your full license at about 20 or so.
20 or 21, yeah. So, you know, people are late to the party for a lot of things. 5333 1031. What are you late to the party with? Okay, we want to hear your stories.
Tom from Miner's Rest, what are you late to the party on?
Breaking Bad. Never watched it. Haven't watched it probably. I think it's too late.
Are you going to start, though?
I don't know. I've got some friends pressuring me, but it feels like it's been too long, you know?
It's a really good show.
I'm in the same boat as you. I haven't watched Breaking Bad, and I feel that everyone's like, you got to watch it. You got to do it. You just, I feel like we could start it together.
I guess so.
All right, we'll have a viewing party.
I feel like he's not totally on board.
Yeah, I feel like this is just going to be me watching it by myself, being like, Tom, where are you?
What the...
That's right. What the Beep is back for your Friday morning. Your chance to win a double pass to the Redline Raceway tomorrow. The one and only Mount for non-stop action and pace. We've got modified sedans, Victorian title happening. Also got some sports sedans and standard saloons as well. It's starting off at 4:30 tomorrow. If you want to win this double pass, give us a call right now, 5333 1031, and tell us what is beeped out from this famous quote from the movie Speed today.
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed.
What word is beeped out? A pretty iconic movie, Speed.
Good movie.
Yes, very
love
good movie.
Love me some Keanu. Some young Keanu.
Very young Keanu.
Good stuff.
If you know what word is beeped out in that quote, give us a call, 5333 1031. Claire from Smartsdale, we are trying to give you a double pass to the Red Line Speedway tomorrow. What word is beeped out from this quote?
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed.
What word is beeped out? It's from the movie Speed.
80 miles an hour.
What was that, sorry?
80.
Oh, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to the next caller.
No worries.
Dave from Delacombe. Claire got it wrong. We're trying to find out what word is beeped out from this quote from Speed. Have a listen.
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed.
What word is beeped out?
50 miles.
Let's find out if that's correct.
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed.
Correct. It is 50. You've just won yourself double pass to the Red Line Raceway tomorrow. Congratulations.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm going to take one of my kids with me, so that'll be awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Dad of the year right there. How are you going to pick which kid, though?
Well, I've got three, so...
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We are... in the middle of construction here at the studio.
Well, we have been for quite some time. If you're an avid listener of the show, you know that our construction's been happening for like a month now.
Yes, that's right.
And the funny thing about it, so it's our kitchen downstairs. It's getting redone, renovated. Mm. All that's really happened is new floors, new benches, new cupboards, and we got a dishwasher and an air fryer.
And an air fryer, the essentials.
And that's about it. And for us, we're like, this seems a little bit unnecessary, but whatever, it's happening. And earlier in the week, we obviously announced that you had a child.
Yeah, that's right.
And before you announced it on air, you put it, our workstation has a like Facebook group.
Yeah.
Like a private Facebook group so people can like post things or share things like on Facebook or whatever. And so you put in there an announcement about your little child, Esther. Mm. And so I was on this group and I hadn't been on there for a while because it rarely gets used. And I just happened to scroll down and the post below yours was about the kitchen renovation.
Yeah.
Our boss had put up like a video of the old kitchen being like, one last look at the old kitchen.
Mm.
And then I read it and it said, all will be done by Easter. I don't mean to alarm anyone, but it's been about 2 weeks since Easter.
I feel like I went down into the kitchen.
It looks done.
Exactly. I went down into the kitchen yesterday and the waterworks, like you can use the kitchen. It's just closed and the fridge isn't in there. Like the few things that just aren't in there.
So I don't know whether it's just we haven't moved the stuff into the kitchen. I know that some people have been away and stuff, but it's done. Like the novelty of moving the kitchen to reception for like a little bit on a trestle table was kind of fun, and the novelty has worn off a bit for me now.
Yeah.
Because I liked having our water fountain thing underneath
us. We've got a process. We've got like directly below us here in the studio is the kitchen, and then directly below the kitchen is the bathrooms.
Yeah. So for me in the morning, I was talking about this off air earlier. For me in the mornings, when I come to the studio, I will go down with my water jug cup that I fill up and drink during the show. I will go down, put that in the kitchen, go to the bottom level, go to my business, come back up, quickly fill up my cup, and then, like, it's all just in one straight line.
Exactly,
you just got stairs.
Up and down.
But with the kitchen being at the front of the building at the moment, it's a whole other process.
You got to walk all the way up.
I've got to get those extra steps up, an extra flight of stairs. It's all these things. But I just found it ironic that this post said, all will be done by Easter. Sorry for the minor inconvenience.
I would love to hear from anyone who has done renovations or built a house or anything that has finished early or finished on time.
Yeah, because if we ask people, how long did it take? All these stories about, it's taken 3 years longer than it was meant to, blah, blah, blah. When did it finish early, though?
Exactly.
That's going to be the hard thing to find.
Exactly. I have no idea. I don't know of any people. I don't know of any stories.
Either do I.
But we'll see how we go.
We've been talking a lot this morning in E-Daily. We talked about it and just in general. Game of Thrones.
10 years. That is phenomenal. 10 years. It's blown my mind when you told me the other day it was 10 years since it first got released.
Yeah.
It seems like 5 years ago or even 2 years ago.
Now, April 2011 is when the first season came out. And I was going to play this game yesterday because it was Maisie Williams' birthday, who plays Arya Stark.
Yes.
But obviously I was away, so I was like, we'll just play it today instead.
Okay.
So we're going to play a game of Who Said This in Game of Thrones. Now, obviously you have seen all the episodes.
I have, yeah.
You're a bit of a fan.
I am, yeah. I haven't watched. I do want to rewatch it, but if I rewatch it, it's a big commitment.
A very big commitment.
Because it's 8 seasons. Like, I think it's like 20 episodes or 15 episodes a season, an hour each episode. You know, it's a big commitment.
It's a lot. Alrighty. So I will give you multiple choice if need be. So I'm going to read out a quote.
Okay.
And then you're going to tell me who said it, what character, and then we'll listen to see if you're right.
All the names are really hard as well.
Well, I can give you multiple choice if you need. Okay. So number one.
Yeah.
The things I do for love. These are all from season one, by the way, to celebrate 10 years. But yeah, I feel like you would know. You should know.
The things I do for love.
Do you want? Do you want multiple choice?
No. That's the brother that's having. Can I say relations with his sister?
Yeah, it's been out for 10 years.
What can I say on radio? The brother that's having relations with his sister. They are a Lannister.
Which one? There's a few Lannisters.
Gosh. Oh, it's not Tyrell. Tyrell Lannister?
Tyrion? Or Tywin?
No, Tyrion is the short guy.
Yeah, then there's Tywin Lannister as well.
Tywin is the dad. There's Cersei. And then there's the brother. The blonde brother. I know who it is. I know who it is, but I don't know the name.
Well, it is him. Take a listen.
Okay.
The things I do for love.
Is that's just after he's pushed the
kid. It's right before he pushes Bran out the window.
That's right, yeah.
That's Jaime Lannister.
Jaime Lannister!
I will give you that. I will say that is correct because
I know so many
name.
Jaimes as well.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Number two.
This is a fun game.
You have also heard the phrase, a Lannister always pays his debts.
Oh, that's, That's another Lannister.
It is, and we just named them
Tyrell.
All.
Tyrell.
Tyrell is not a Lannister.
Tyrese.
Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Tyrion or Tywin? Because there's
Tyrion.
Tyrion's the small one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're going with Tyrion?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
You have also heard the phrase, Lannister always pays his debts.
That is correct.
Yes.
Alrighty, this one might be a little bit harder.
Okay. All right.
The man who passes a sentence should swing the sword.
Ah, oh, Sean Bean.
Who's, I don't know what character he plays.
He's the dad. Ah, oh, what's his name? What is his name?
If I give you multiple choice, you're going to get it straight away. This is the thing.
What is his name?
He is a Stark, I will tell you that.
Stark! He's a Stark.
He's a Stark. What's his name, though? He's got two... He's got, like, a full name and then, like, his nickname. I'll take either.
Oh, gosh.
People are screaming at their radios right now.
People are screaming at their radio. Oh, he's a Stark. I know he's a Stark.
Come
on. Oh, gosh.
Come on.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
His name is Ned Stark.
Ned! Oh.
The man who passes the sentence should swing the sword.
Yes.
Silly, silly. Damn. All right, next one. Right. Okay. Come on, quick, just quick fire answer
quick,
on this
okay,
one.
Quick, quick, quick.
Any man who must say I am the king is no true king.
Joffrey.
You going with Joffrey?
Yep.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Any man who must say...
Oh, it's Tywin.
Tywin.
He's talking to Joffrey. Because Joffrey's like, I am the king.
Oh, Joffrey's a piece of...
All right, last one.
Yep.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Oh, dearie me.
Who says that?
You win or you die. I'm
this person is saying it to Ned Stark in this scene.
You win or you die. I'm going to go with...
This is for a pass. Come on, TikTok.
I don't know. I can't think of any of the names.
All right, I'll give you a multiple choice.
Oh, Sansa. Sansa?
You going with Sansa?
Yeah, that's Sophie Turner, isn't
it? Yep. You going with her?
Yeah.
So listen.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win.
Not Cersei.
Oh, gosh.
You got 2.5-ish.
I really need to rewatch it. I need to rewatch it.
Well, you're going to go on paternity leave for a little bit.
Yeah, I know and I'll just not, leave the baby
I know
and
it's
I'll
not
watch.
Baby appropriate to watch with them, but they won't remember. It's fine.
Yeah, I really need to study up. That's really depressing. Sorry, everyone who was yelling at the radio, I'm so sorry.
Obviously, the New Zealand travel bubble is opening up on Monday.
Yes.
It's all still looking good at this stage.
Fingers crossed, fingers
crossed. Haven't heard anything that's going to be jeopardising that so far. Everyone seems to be doing okay at the moment.
Yeah.
But Qantas boss Alan Joyce has given a bit of a hint as to where we might else be able to travel to.
Okay.
In a bit of a bubble situation. No timeline on this or anything, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
He has said, it all depends on the level of COVID in an individual country and what level restrictions and testing have to be put in place, all those sorts of things. But there are clearly a lot of countries in the region, especially in the Asia Pacific, that have a tight control on COVID.
Yeah.
This gives us opportunities for Singapore, Japan, markets like Taiwan to potentially open up. And also apparently they're actively looking at the Pacific Islands because they're really good opportunities to take, including like Fiji and other islands around the area. So I presume Vanuatu.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that.
That'd be
so
awesome.
Holiday.
Holiday. I know. That would be great, wouldn't it? I mean, it's all just kind of wishful thinking at the moment, but hopefully...
Well, that kind of makes sense, obviously, because they're not too far away from us.
Yeah, and wasn't there talks of doing something like a few months ago to those countries?
Yeah, there was. ScoMo has said something about it in the past, but obviously it all depends on these things. And
yeah.
Jacinda Ardern over in New Zealand has said that their government was considering whether the Cook Islands could be incorporated into the travel bubble as well.
Oh,
so you
okay.
could go to New Zealand, then go to Cook Islands, go back to New Zealand, then come to Australia.
That would be good.
Yeah, but the last rumour that we heard was that actual pre-COVID level travel is going to be at least 2024, which sucks. But I'm hoping that if these little Pacific Islands open up and stuff like that,
yeah.
that maybe, fingers crossed, and once they've gotten a bit better with the vaccine rollout, cruising can come back. And I know that is very...
Buffets? Do you think buffets will return with cruising? Because when you cruise, you buffet.
Well, this is the thing. And I've been on a few cruises. I love them. I'm a cruise buff. And whenever you go into the buffet, you have to wash your hands. They stare at you and
yeah.
do not let you enter unless you wash your hands. They have little songs. It's called the washy washy.
Great. They treat you like kindergarten children.
Literally.
Okay.
Because sometimes people are like, well, I don't need to wash my hands. So they're like, washy, washy. And it makes people do it. But
I'd be like, shut up, I'm an adult.
But makes people wash their hands though.
Okay.
And I was looking at cruises the other day. I was got a bit optimistic. Mm. And from what I can see, November this year is when they are possibly returning, but just to like go out and back in. Like they're not stopping anywhere.
Okay.
Which has already started over in places like Singapore and America and stuff like that. So we can be positive. I know that the whole cruising thing after last year is a bit
iffy.
I can see where people are a bit scared about it. But it's a whole industry that's worth a lot of money.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And I have a lot of friends that work in the cruise industry as well. And like they're just out of work.
Yeah.
But who knows how long. So fingers crossed, everything kind of gets a handle.
We've
got to get all the ducks in the row. Got to get like the vaccine and then obviously many people as we can vaccinated for it and all these other stuff. So we'll just wait and see. But apparently we could be going to Singapore and Japan in a bubble sense at some point.
I'm up for that.
Me too.
Yeah, same. Awesome.
We're doing something pretty exciting. We're kicking it off today.
Yes, we are.
And it's to do with basketball. So you and I made a little opener. Enjoy this one every week, everyone.
Everybody get up. It's time to call now. We got a real comp going down. Welcome to the Ballers. It's your chance to win ticks to the B-Ball.
Good one.
Thank you.
Probably our best.
Our best that's going to get played every week. We are doing a thing this year called Baller v. Caller. We have got some players from the Miners and the Russian. Good morning, Jordan and Millie.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you? I love that intro, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good intro, isn't it? I'm proud of it. I think we did well.
Yes, very good. So obviously you guys have your first game, round one tonight. Not here, though, in Albury. Is that correct?
Yeah, so driving down tomorrow morning. Bit of an early start.
Early,
but
9 a.m.
I like how that's early.
Yeah, I know. I was going to like say 6. So I was like, no, it's not. It's not too bad. It's been drastic.
But we are doing something very exciting this year. We're going to have a bit of a comp between you guys and Josh and I, where people can win tickets to the games. The first home game here in Ballarat is on May 1st. So 5333-1031 is the number. All you got to do to win these tickets is give us a trivia question.
Yeah.
One that hopefully we can answer, ideally, so we don't all look stupid. But
well,
we'll try not to.
We'll try not to.
So, yeah, give us a call, 5333-1031. If you get through and give us the question and we don't think it is terrible, it is up to our discretion. If you give us a terrible one, you're not going to win the tickets.
Yeah.
But give us a call, give us the question, and then it's going to be a comp between you guys and us. I think I'm going into bat for us, or shoot for us, I should say, with basketball terms here. Going into shoot for Josh and I this morning. Who's going to be up for you guys first?
I think I'm going to take it.
All right.
So what do they win? What do they win if we get through and we accept the question?
Double pass to the basketball.
Awesome. Double pass to go to the first game, first home game.
I think it's going to be any game they want to go
to. Oh, amazing! So if they want to travel, let's just double check that first.
Just you win tickets.
You win tickets.
If you want to win tickets and you have a trivia question for us, 5333-1031 is the number and we're going to see who gets it correct first out of Jordan and I, and it's going to happen each week.
That's right.
Going to get competitive.
That's right. All we need is a trivia question, 5333-1031. Give us a call right now for your chance to win tickets to the Miners and Rush games.
We are doing Baller v Caller. We have got Millie and Jordan in here from the Miners and the Rush. Hello again. Are you enjoying being in the studio?
Oh,
I'm
in this.
Oh, sorry. I need to turn your mic on.
That's our fun little power. We've given two power moves to you.
I'll answer again. I'm loving this. Low chairs and an off-mic.
So we are giving away tickets to the basketball. To do it, you need to call us up and give us a trivia question. And then if you get through, you're the one that wins it. And then we're going to have an ongoing comp. Jordan and I are up this morning.
Yes, that's right. Now, we were getting a few calls through. Belinda, you want to have a crack?
Yep, we thought we'd have a go at it.
Oh, amazing, Belinda. What's your trivia question? Let's get straight into it.
Wait, hang on first, Sue.
Oh, okay. Hang on, Belinda, sorry.
Just yell at the answer between Jordan and I.
Oh,
all right, if you know it, just yell it, okay?
All right.
Josh, are you ready?
I'm shaking.
Is everyone ready in this room? Belinda, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, trivia question, let's go.
Name an NBL coach that was associated with the Ballarat Miners.
As if I know.
It's my coach. Is it Brendan Joyce?
Brendan Joyce is not coaching at the moment in the NBL. But
now. Oh, current.
Oh, current.
Let's see who quickly can Google.
Courage.
I'm trying to think. This is a good question, but it's hard.
So they're associated with Ballarat basketball, but they're coaching in NBL at the moment.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
I feel like Maddie's
Simon closest. Mitchell.
No.
I'm really looking. Mark Kelly.
Thank you. No.
Come on.
Are you making up names?
She's got me stumped.
No.
They coach Illawarra Hawks or they're...
Ryan Gorgian.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Good Googling.
Thank you.
Good Googling.
Thank you. Well, I mean, we didn't specify that you can't Google at any point if we don't get an answer.
It's trivia. You would think not Googling.
Either way, though, Belinda, you have won tickets to the basketball. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's hot and what's not. Thanks to the Western Hotel.
That's right, that same time of the morning where we do hot or not. You got to pick a topic, you can't sit on the fence, you got to decide if it is hot or not.
That's right. You can go first.
Oh, okay. I've just completely forgotten what I had in my head.
Oh, no.
Which is lots of fun. Okay, we'll just... hot or not? Stop. Stop laughing at me. It's not helping the fact that I just completely forgot what I was about to say because I didn't write it down.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. Having your work cutlery, whether you have like a work fork, knife, cup and plate,
yeah.
Having that in the work kitchen or in your desk somewhere.
Oh.
No.
No, that's an either or. You got to...
Having it in your desk.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Not. I'm not.
You don't want it like close to you. You don't want to make sure no one steals it or takes it.
With my cups is a different cutlery, communal.
Yeah.
But my cup I put with my own stuff because I don't want anyone tainting it with coffee.
Okay.
Because it leaves an aftertaste, it stains the cup. Not good. I pride myself on my mug collection.
Oh, really? I'm my knife, my fork. I mean, although I don't bring them, I'm going to be honest with you. I rarely use a knife and fork at work anyway, really, honestly. It's really just a cup or a plate.
Okay.
But I keep my cup and my plate that I have designated for myself at my desk.
Okay, fair enough.
That's just me. I don't want to judge anyone else. That's just me.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Buying bottled water instead of water out of the tap.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
I'm hot because I do it as well.
Yeah.
Because I just think for so long, for 18 months, I had to do it.
Yeah.
And so now I'm acquired to
18 months? Could you not drink water in Renmark?
No, we could. Well, people did. I wouldn't suggest it.
Wow.
Especially where we were, because our water supply to our house was the same, because we lived on a block.
Yeah.
Our water supply to the house was the same as what was watering the vines next to us.
Oh.
And it was a bit dirty. Like, we would shower in it and everything, but drinking it, and we wouldn't cook in it or anything like that. So I've only had bottled water, and now I'm accustomed to the bottled water taste. And nothing is wrong with Ballarat's water in any way, shape, or form.
No.
It's just that I am not used to it. And so I'm slowly trying to, like, mix the two together.
I don't buy bottled water all the time. It's just every now and then, but I do like a good pack of bottled water.
Yeah, you got your pump bottle over there.
Exactly.
Anyways.
It's good stuff.
I just remembered what I was going to do for hot or not.
Oh, yeah.
Before, which I'll do now, which we can discuss more in length even.
Okay.
Alternatives. So, like, how am I going to say this? So, non-cakes for your birthday. Like a celebration.
A fruit platter or something.
Yeah, so
like
something
that.
Else for your birthday to celebrate. So usually, like, if there's a birthday in the office or something, the go-to is a cake.
Yeah.
But cake alternatives for birthdays, that probably is the actual hot or not. So
yeah.
Cake alternatives for your birthday, hot or not?
I mean, sure, hot.
I'm hot. And there's a bit of a trend going on. You might have seen it now. It's called taco cake things.
Oh.
So it's not really a cake. It's just birthday tacos.
A taco platter thing.
So it's a taco platter and you arrange the tacos in numeric, like, so it looks like a number.
Oh.
So if you're turning 40, you arrange the tacos to look like the number 40.
That's cool.
And these look amazing.
Oh, I love tacos. That'd be amazing.
And this is something you could do yourself. Like, I'm picturing, is it Pancho's that's up on Armstrong Street that's really good?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they do tacos.
Yeah.
You could get them or even like a Zambrero's or something, and they don't even have to organize it for you. You can just try and do some quick maths and work out how many you would need to make out the number and then just order it and go from there.
That would be cool. That would, especially if tacos are like your favorite. And some people, you know,
funnily enough, I'm so controversial, but some people aren't that fond of cake.
I think this should be in addition to,
yeah,
but not replacing. Oh, sure. But at the same time, I've got to say this, because a few years ago at my workplace, it was always everyone's birthday, we did a cake. It was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in March, and within 1 week of my birthday, there was about 10 of us.
I know.
And it was just cake. And people would start, like, they started doing the sharing the cakes, like, oh, if there's three people around the same kind in a couple of days.
We'll do one cake.
Yeah. And it got to my birthday, and I was the only one on my birthday. And I said, I'm going to be honest, I love cake. Do not get me wrong. Mm. I will eat it every day of the week. I went and bought a cheesecake the other day for no reason. Like, literally a whole cheesecake. And
they're good, though.
They're pretty good. Yeah. It was a marble one. It was great. And I said to my boss, I was like, can we do something different? And he's like, what do you mean different? I was like, can I have a hot chip and chicken cake? And so they went out and got KFC popcorn chicken, and they were going to get KFC chips, but back at home there was a different franchise that did, like, the best chips ever.
Yeah.
Got, like, giant packets of them, piled it all up on top of each other and stuck a candle in it.
That's
and
so
that was
yum.
My birthday cake. And that it was great. So, and everyone loved it because everyone was sick of eating cake this week. And then there comes in me with popcorn, chicken and chips.
Oh, my goodness. That's great, because we get here every now and then, like, people hit anniversaries. You know, there's a few people that have worked here for, you know, a couple of decades, you know, a long time. And for anniversaries or for birthdays, stuff like that, or when people are leaving or going away, we usually have lunches, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the time we get lunches from, like, the same place. And our engineer Dave, he was going away or had hit a milestone or something, and he said, look, can we not get lunch from that place we always get lunch from? Can we just get, like, a heap of KFC? And they brought in a whole heap of KFC.
That's so good.
I know, it's great.
See, I love that. I've also made someone a Red Bull cake before.
Red Bull.
So I got all the tins, and this is like a little craft hack if you need. So if you know someone that likes drinking a certain drink that's in a tin form, you can do it with bottles, but it's a little bit more tricky. Mm-hmm. And so I got the tins of Red Bull, and I made one circle, and I taped them all together, and then I got a second layer of tins, a smaller one, and made the second tier of Red Bull tins, and then put them together, tied some ribbon, put, like, happy birthday signs on the top, and I made a Red Bull
just
cake.
They're literally just cans of Red Bull stacked. Oh, amazing.
Into a cake shape. And it's great. What would you, if I, because your birthday's in November.
Yeah.
What would you want as an alternative cake or food?
Just
put it out there, because I might be able to make it happen.
I would
love if
someone could recreate, sculpture the ending of Titanic, the Titanic sinking.
Yeah.
In KFC chicken tenders.
I'll do my best. It might not be able to depict that.
Or, here's one other thing.
Okay.
I love the movie World War Z.
Yeah.
If you can recreate a scene of that, or maybe just a frame of that with chicken tenders.
This is a lot to ask. I thought I was just going to make the chicken tenders into a pile and stick a candle on it. But if I
we can do that.
If I have to make a scene with them, we'll see how we go. I'll see. I'll try get inventive with any from a particular place, or is KFC okay?
Chicken tenders in general.
Maybe I'll get a range of chicken tenders.
Maybe.
Because it'd be different sizes.
Maybe just a chicken tender buffet. Just get chicken tenders from everywhere that does them.
Okay. I've got a couple of months to set it up.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.